Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast, where we discuss building up your marriage and your net worth. Here's your host, Elle Martinez.
Welcome to the show. For listeners who also subscribe to the Couple Money blog, you've probably seen my post about trying out Digit to give me a savings boost. In case you missed it, Digit helps you save money by connecting to your checking account and making small, discreet transfers based on your spending patterns and upcoming expenses. According to The Verge, beta customers saved an average of 5.5% of their income, which is better than the national average of -2% for adults under 35. Digit's tagline is save money without thinking about it, and for some, that's a problem. Derek from Life and My Finances wrote an article last week about why he refuses to automate his finances. One of his main arguments against automation is that it causes people to think less and avoid making the necessary changes to grow. I think automation can be a wonderful tool to help you reach your goals. So today's show will explore whether or not it is a help or a hindrance for building up your finances. We'll look at why people automate their money. We'll look at the pros and cons of doing so. And finally, we'll consider where to draw the line when it comes to automating your family's finances. Why would people give up some measure of control and automate their money? I think one of the biggest reasons why it does make sense is that many couples I know live full and sometimes hectic lives. We've had times where work or family have kept us so busy, but because our payments were already scheduled, our cash flow didn't suffer and we avoided getting hit with late fees. Besides automating a chunk of our monthly budget, we also find it handy when it comes to investing. My husband has a percentage of his income deposited into his 401k where he gets a match. We also have IRAs with Betterment and Vanguard that we contribute to for retirement. I've set up monthly deductions just as if there were a bill, ensuring that we keep growing our portfolio. So what do you do with the time save? That depends entirely on you. For us, we use most of the time saved to hang out with our kids, volunteer with our congregation, or work on hobbies we love. That doesn't mean we totally ignore the numbers. We still set aside a few minutes every week to review the joint accounts to make sure everything is running smoothly. We also have regular money chats where we look at our finances and try to adjust based on our goals. Automation has been a wonderful tool to help us stay the course without having to stress over every single penny. Is it a system for every couple? No, but I think it can be a convenient way to take care of some of the essential obligations. By the way, if you want to look more into companies and their services that automate, check out the show notes on couplemoneypodcast.com. Based on the last segment, you might think automation is the perfect solution, but it's not. As with everything, there are pros and cons. I see it as a tool that can simplify matters and take care of mundane tasks, so you can have time to focus on more important matters. But one big downside with automation is that you're giving over some control or access to your money to another party. For those who aren't careful, you may find your finances under the control of a disreputable company. To prevent that, your best course of action is to go ahead and thoroughly research any company or service you plan on working with before handing over sensitive and important information. For your finances, please look for those companies that at least offer bank-level security. And with some services like Mint, you can allow them read-only access. You also need to be aware that automating your bills doesn't mean you'll never have any problems. We've had times where certain bills like cable had slowly crept up. If we hadn't stayed on top and reviewed our budget, we would have missed it and been behind on payments. And that's what people have to understand. Automation is not the end-all solution. So how can you two find a way to simplify your finances without giving up complete control of them. With technology rapidly changing, companies are figuring out ways to handle more financial tasks. So I think it's smart to weigh the costs and benefits before signing up. When people seek a financial advisor, one thing they look for is another pair of eyes to go over the numbers. Maybe if they missed an opportunity to save some more or invest. That's how I view services like Digit. It's a way for me to optimize my checking account and stash some more money away. Some people, though, don't see it as a tool on the shelf, but instead as the end-all solution. But then, is that really the automated service's fault or the person? Let me explain. Derek from Life and My Finances mentioned why he was so upset with Digit. I'm going to link up to the full article in the show notes, but the two takeaways I got was he felt that Digit presumed that people were too stupid to save money on their own, and once people did save money, that they were just going to be content with that and not make any changes to their financial habits. I disagree on both points. He's making some assumptions himself. First of all, there are different reasons why people aren't saving as much as they want to. Is one of them because they're lazy? Sure. But then you have to remember that even those people made an effort and took time out to sign up for the service. Why would they do that? It's because they want to change and they want to go ahead and save money. Perhaps they're tired of having this goal year after year and not being able to achieve it. Maybe it's not the growth that Derek wants or expects, but it is there. And as for his next point, who knows? Seeing that they have a balance in their savings may be the motivation people need to try and do better the next month, either with Digit alone or by going ahead and taking some more proactive changes to their monthly budget. So I don't think the real source of Derek's irritation is automated services. I think it's a very specific segment of users. So while he won't be automating his finances, I think there are plenty of couples that will not only do that, but still take charge of their own finances to reach their goals and build a stronger marriage. Thank you for listening. Let me know what you think, and if you have any questions you'd like to have covered in a future episode. Please remember, subscribing to the Couple Money Podcast is free and easy, plus you'll be getting the latest episodes as they release. We're available on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. The feed is also on the site, so you can grab it on whatever service you prefer. If you haven't already, could you please take a minute today and leave a rating and review for the show? I'd really appreciate it, and it would get the word out on the Couple Money Podcast. Until next time, take care.